This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Here's five stories that we're following today. First, the markets point up this morning after a miserable week so far and a day yesterday, but don't get too excited too quick. It seems like many mornings I've reported the markets are pointing up or they're pointing down, and we get whipsawed at some point during the day. But at least so far, so good. Second, United Airlines jumped nearly 18% yesterday. It sure seems like a while since we've had that headline. American Airlines on that news also jumped some, like 6 or 7%. Third, Trump media jumped nearly 30% yesterday. You know, I don't know that many investors, any of us really know what to make of this, and it's sort of like a meme stock. Who knows? In any event, it jumped 30% yesterday. Fourth, chip stocks are dropping. And one of the great convoluted things we have going on is that some incredible percentage of chips in the world are still being manufactured in Taiwan. And this would not be so risky, but it becomes almost a single point of failure when you see a situation where China is so close to having control of Taiwan, and I don't think there's all that much the U.S. could do about it. So just sort of scary to see what's going on there. Finally, fifth, there's a great piece by brilliant writer Rick Newman at Yahoo Finance on the Fed's fight with inflation. And here he talks about Brian Moynihan's sort of discussions. Brian's the CEO of Bank of America. You know, he essentially says that the Fed has to keep on fighting inflation. And of course, they're fighting federal deficit spending and inflation. But he gives great credit to Powell for sticking with the fight and keep on going, that it's coming down. We're not there yet. But basically, because of those efforts, we're getting inflation at least a little bit more under control. Again, Brian Moynihan for Rick Newman at Yahoo Finance. A great story, but it's going to take a lot of steadfastness to keep on fighting through this. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thank you very much. And thank you to our remarkable producer, Chanel Bunger. Thank you.